Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Have a great team. You got to see what they're doing and make sure you're giving them the best opportunity to thrive. So KPIs around their activities, around their speed, around what they're getting accomplished every day are ones that you can see on the wall and measure everyone around.
Isn't it just the best when a software comes out that makes your life easier, makes you more money, and by the way, it's free? Well, welcome to Stessa, today's best ever sponsor. Stessa is a smarter income and expense tracking software for property owners. It allows you to track, manage, and communicate the performance of your real estate assets. So basically, it helps you make more money by looking at your properties in one dashboard. It's a beautiful dashboard, by the way. And it shows you the KPIs, the key performance indicators that you care about. What's the value? How much cash flow are you getting? What's the debt that you have on the properties? What are you bringing in monthly? What are you bringing in annually? And it allows you to have a quick snapshot, not only of your properties, but also come tax time, it's a breeze because you can scan receipts and invoices directly from the phone app, and Stessa will automatically read and categorize them for you. No more data entry. It's been talked about in Forbes, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and all it takes is just a few minutes to add your properties, link the accounts, and everything updates in real time. Without Stessa, I was looking at my portfolio on an infrequent basis. I'm talking about my single family home portfolio. I got 3 single family homes, and I didn't realize that I had trapped equity. But if I was looking at it from a dashboard that Stessa has, then I would have realized that, hey, I got a portfolio value of X and I've got debt on it of Y. Holy cow, look at all this trapped equity. I'm missing out. And with Stessa, that won't happen. So go to stessa.com/best ever, and it's free. It's free. stessa.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. And first off, I hope you're having a best ever weekend because today is Saturday. We got a special segment for you called Situation Saturday. And here's a situation. You want to scale up. You want to take your real estate business to the next level. And with us today, we have a gentleman who will help you do just that and learn how to do it. Jordan Fleming, how are you doing?
Great to be here and nice to be talking to the best ever listeners.
Yeah, looking forward to our conversation and a little bit about Jordan. He is the CEO of Game Changers, which is one of the top Podio partners in the world. He builds systems for investors to help investors automate tasks, track the task and the data, as well as the KPIs, and accelerate sales. So over 50 investors are currently using their smartphone phone system for Podio, and we're going to talk about how to scale up our business as real estate investors with Jordan. So with that being said, Jordan, first, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background, just so we have some context?
Yes. So I've been doing the Podio systems for a number of years now. And then quite honestly, the real estate market and property management market boomed for us about 18 months ago. Before then, we were working with a couple people. Now it's about 80% of our portfolio. And it's all about sort of getting that technology in their hands so that we can get them moving faster, doing more deals, and building the empire the way they want to do it.
Okay, so you are a property management company in addition to a technology company, is that correct?
No, I'm just a technology company, but we do work with technology in both property management and real estate investors.
Ah, got it. So that's what I was missing. So when you say you do property management as well, you're talking about your technology is
precisely
integrated into property management software.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense. So what's your software? Tell us about it.
We primarily build all of our systems on the Citrix Podio platform. Now, a lot of the Best Ever listeners will know real estate seems to be focused on Podio a lot. Podio has become a real sort of staple because it's so flexible and it can do so many things. That means we can bring every part from acquisitions to rehab to sales. We can bring in property management elements. We can do the contracting, leasing, all those sorts of things all in one platform with a huge amount of automation, making sure that you're efficiently doing all those things.
Okay. So what are some ways, taking a giant step back, as real estate investors and listeners to this show, you're clearly tied into the technology space with investors and property management. So what are some things that you've learned that can help us take our business to the next level?
Absolutely. Well, number one, I'm actually going to focus on data and KPI tracking. And that's because I think a lot of investors, I am not an investor, but I've now worked with guys who are just starting in the game, and I've worked with guys who are at the very top. And what I've noticed is that the guys at the very top dispassionately look at the data. Right? They try and take the emotion out of the decision-making. And in order to do that, you need to get the right data and be analyzing it the right way. So is this deal really the one you're supposed to buy? Run the numbers and do it smart. Don't try and force a transaction because you want it. Make sure the numbers stack up. That's what's kind of really key about data. And when we see that, I was just the other day speaking with a group of probably 20 pretty top investors, and it was all about, how am I running these numbers? How am I getting these numbers? And how am I making the best data-based decisions? Either through a KPI tracking so that I can see what are my team doing? Are they doing enough of this? Are they doing it the right way? Or simply being able to use data to analyze transactions and spot the ones they want to know. So to me, I think that's one of the key things systems can do. It can bring this data and this decision-making. They can make it a very dispassionate, sensible one, so that you're getting the best sort of results and making the best decisions.
Let's talk about KPI tracking. So what are some popular KPIs, and KPI meaning key performance indicator for anyone who's not familiar with that acronym? What are some popular KPIs that top investors use based on what you've seen with your technology?
Definitely time to follow up on leads. That's a key. Particularly, it seems to me that the market is starting to change again. Everything I'm seeing is indicating that we're going into a slightly different market over the next couple of years. So speed of action is going to be critical. How fast and how light can you move? So we see a lot of KPIs around how fast are we picking up leads? How fast are we getting back to people? How fast are we actioning those leads? We definitely see that. We see a lot of KPIs around the different team efficiencies, because for a great investment company to grow, you've got to have a great team. And have a great team, you've got to see what they're doing and make sure you're giving them the best opportunity to thrive. So KPIs around their activities, around their speed, around what they're getting accomplished every day are ones that you can see on the wall and measure everyone around.
So KPI on following up, what are a couple other KPIs that you see a top real estate investor have in there? And really focused on?
Definitely finances, in terms of the deals they're doing. Are they getting the return? Measuring those so that they are making sure that every decision they're making, they're tracking it against where they want to be. And not just stacking deals up for no purpose. It's great to have lots of deals. It's great to have lots of turnover and lots of things happening. But are you getting the profit out of them that you want? And by being able to measure that and aggregate that across your whole portfolio on a real-time basis means that you can spot when you start seeing gaps. You can start to see, you know what, on my margin, the profit I want, I'm not getting it anymore. Why? What is that? What transactions are taking me down? And then hopefully try and avoid them. Definitely finance ones. Another one that I'll add in there, and it kind of goes into my communication management, is KPIs around identifying good and bad calls. And that sounds a bit weird, but one of the things we're encouraging a lot of our guys to do now is every week, take a few leads you've lost and review the calls. If you're using a system, which you should be, that's tracking those calls against those leads, it's making sure it manages them all, review them and understand what's going on, and then place them in a dashboard so you can start to see, where are we getting the best performance internally? Which of our agents are doing best? Because if we're seeing some problems, are they in the wrong seat? Are they in the wrong job?
Okay, that's helpful. So that's data and KPI tracking. What's the second thing?
Automation. Automation is definitely one of the areas where the more time you can save across your organization, the more time you can get people out of the grunt work and back into the sales element, the better. So we see little things like automation of sequence follow-ups. Do you know that how many people don't bother following up a lead more than once? It's kind of frightening. The last 3 days I was with a bunch of investors and we sort of asked for a show of hands, how many people follow up 2 or 3 times? And the higher up you go, of course, the hands start coming down. But the truth is, that's really bad because a ton of times you're not going to win that lead until the 6th or 7th touch. But if you're not prepared to make those touches, or more importantly, if you don't have a system that is making sure you do those touches, then you're probably getting rid of 40% of your potential opportunities, your potential buy.
Where do you get that 40% stat from?
From the guys we talked about in this room the last 3 days. This was purely just with the investors, and these were pretty good guys. We were getting an astonishing amount of understanding around how important the actual follow-up sequences are and how few people are doing them in the way they should be. And follow-up sequences, some of which can be automated if you use a good system, dripping an SMS out there, dripping an email out there, checking in, making sure there's a follow-up so that how many times do people assume because it's under offer from someone else, oh, I guess I don't have to follow that up again. Well, deals don't always go through. So being able to make sure you've got that follow-up sequence there so that you're not letting anything slip, that has been seen from our client base, certainly, as an enormously important part of it.
And the third thing to help us take our business to the next level?
Speed of sales. So the communication I touched on with the reviewing calls, and of course, I think that's a really important thing to do that not enough people do. They record the calls, but they're not actually reviewing them for quality point of view and for training. But the second part of that is speed. So you need a system that allows you to blast through as many leads as possible. Now, whether through an auto dialer, our system's got a 4-line auto dialer, so you can do 4 calls at once and hopefully make 4 times the sales. But even just having a system where you can very quickly go through a series of leads and make those communication calls. The faster you can make calls, the faster you can get guys working those leads, the less they go stale and the more chance you have of hitting them when you have a chance of. So communication management and the speed of communication is one area where a good system, regardless of what it is, should be really enhancing it and can really help increase the sales.
This is a good segue into your smartphone phone system. What is that exactly?
So smartphone is a system we launched about 1.5 years ago, and it's a VoIP phone system, which integrates into Podio, the platform we build on, allowing us to control SMS, inbound and outbound, and phone calls. So that means that, of course, anytime someone calls, if they're not in the database, they get in the database quick. We can then track every single communication element, a text message, a phone call, inbound or outbound against there. So we can see and track all those communications our team is doing. But we can also, of course, automate that. And then the flip side of just a normal transactional is where you're using something like an auto dialer. And obviously, I'm sure the guys who are listening have used auto dialers or seen them before. But an auto dialer is an amazing way of blasting through 1,000, 2,000 leads. 4-line auto dialer, what it does is basically it queues up 4 numbers at once. Whoever picks up first gets the call. And the moment you hang up, it starts dialing again. So you're minimizing that time between calls and maximizing the time your guys are actually speaking to people.
Wow. For the people who pick up a second after. Yeah. You thought about this. So what?
Oh, no. The answer is, and this is a bit sneaky. So number one, obviously, you got to make sure your auto dialer is FCC compliant. So if they've got a do not call list or they ask you to take them off the list, certainly our system takes them off the list and you should make sure of that. But for the people who pick up that second later, we've got something that's called a callback recording that you put in. And I kid you not, that's usually you going, oh, yeah, hey, hello. So I can't hear you. I'll call you right back. A bit sneaky, but it is a way of making sure that then the auto dialer puts them in to dial next.
That is ridiculous.
You know, it works. So you also got voicemail drops. So that if you get voicemail, you're just dropping them a voicemail automatically as opposed to having to leave one.
If someone drops you a voicemail automatically, how do you remove them from being able to do that again? Because I get that every now and then. I want to stop having them call me.
Well, there are programs that you can get, do not call. When we get a request for do not call, the only way we can do that in our system is if you're on a call with someone, they say, please don't call again. The do not call then in our system basically stops anyone in your entire organizing from calling them again. It won't make the call.
Got it.
And that's important.
What else that we haven't talked about should we talk about as it relates to helping investors set up things in their business to take them to the next level?
I think absolutely critical is if you're kind of at the starting end of this, what you don't want is overcomplication, right? There are lots of things out there and it's like your eyes can be bigger than your stomach because you can buy the biggest system in the world, but if you're not using it, then you're wasting your money and waste your time. So I like to make sure that people are thinking very small. What are the things I need to start at? Maybe it's just simply tracking my leads, actioning them quickly. Maybe I don't have to bring in rehab yet. Maybe I don't have to bring in a lot of other things. By starting small and picking the one or two things that is going to massively help you, you can then bring other bits in later, but you can get used to working in the system. Because a lot of the guys we find when they first start, they're used to using Excel and email and phones and that's it. And there's a bit of a learning curve to get into a system which is actually kind of driving you. So it's much best to start small and then grow with time.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing and get in touch with you?
The website, wearegamechangers.com. Feel free to drop us a line in there. We've got lots of resources we can send them and some learning we can send them to as well.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for being on the show. Three ways for real estate investors to take it to the next level. One is making sure we have the right data and KPI tracking. You talked about some important ones being the time to follow up on leads, and obviously tracking the finances, and then looking at what calls went well and what calls did not go well so that you can apply those lessons learned. Second is automation, tying back to the follow-ups, having an automated system to do follow-ups for you. I'm picturing the room when you're asking how many people follow up once, twice, three, four, five, six, and as hands keep going down and down, perhaps the people who still have their hands up on number 7 because it's automated are the ones who are making more money than the ones who put their hands down after number 1. I would certainly bet money on that being the case. And then lastly, speed of sales and having some sort of system to help you with that. So really interesting stuff. Jordan, thank you so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much.
Finally, there's a simple way to track rental performance. Stessa, our best ever sponsor, lets real estate investors track, manage, and communicate the performance of our real estate portfolios for free. Go to stessa.com/best ever. You'll always know how your properties are performing with this dashboard. It's a beautiful looking dashboard, and it will help you save time with smarter income and expense tracking. You don't have to do any more data entry. Just upload the stuff directly from your phone. It tracks it in real time. Get organized for tax time with tax-ready financials so you can download them instantly. This thing was built by investors for real estate investors. It's been featured in all the publications you can think of. To get set up with your free account, just add your properties, link your accounts, and everything else updates in real time. Stessa.com/best ever. stessa.com/best ever to get started. What if you could earn $10,000 per month net cash flow for life? Now you can at the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Gene Guarino teaches you how to take a single family house and turn it into a cash flow machine. Visit ralacademy.com to learn more.